So let's talk about a couple more of your cases. How about this 83-year-old man?
Yeah, so this is actually one of my patients who 2 years ago, when he had just turned 81, he was diagnosed with myeloma and presented with profound light chains, lambda light chain myeloma, basically. Otherwise, totally healthy. So he came to my practice and he said, I feel great, but apparently I have this disease. I said, okay. So we started out with Cyborg-D, which I think is, as you know, cyclophosphamide, bortezomib, and dexamethasone, and something that's pretty well tolerated in this age group. He had a little bit of renal insufficiency at the time, and that's why I steered away from lenalidomide. But I really wanted to remind myself that triple therapy is something you can give elderly patients. You just have to watch them and be very careful with the adverse events. But if you really talk to them and make sure you're checking up on them and watch their counts and their toxicities, it is something that is useful and also is probably more effective than doublet therapy. So I wanted to give him the chance to get that. And he did get triplet therapy for 6 cycles and actually was in a VGPR thereafter. And at that time, his renal function had improved and he looked great. You know, he was taking various trips to Europe with his wife and family. So we then started lenalidomide maintenance therapy at 10 milligrams daily for 21 out of 28 days, which he surprisingly tolerated well. He does have some grade 1 fatigue, but he says he can tolerate that. And he jokes to me, he's not sure if it's the fatigue from being 80 or 83 now, or whether it's actually the lenalidomide. But now, in light of what we know about what I would say transplant ineligible patients, first, I want to say that this patient was not necessarily transplant ineligible by age, but more by desire. He just didn't want to go through a transplant. And I thought that was an appropriate decision as he was 81 at the time. And I said, okay, that's fine.
Just out of curiosity, you recommended or brought up transplant to him at age 81?
We brought it up because, you know, we think about functional status, not necessarily age. And I'd say just my own practice, 80 is kind of the limit for me. You know, even a MEL 140, I'd probably, you know, not go past much of that. But you know, it's something I always bring up. I never want to be looking at just age alone. But he himself didn't want to do it. And maybe part of me was relieved about that. But he chose not to do it. And I said, that's fine.